Our next guest, Phil Moss. I wonder what he thought of the Wanderers last night. Mossy, good morning. 4-0 Wanderers over Sydney FC. I think, to use a sporting cliche, they put Sydney FC to the sword.
Yeah, look, it was, in a word, clinical. Western Sydney, like if you, and I was out there at the game and it was a fantastic atmosphere and all of that, but Sydney had 23 shots to 12. They had 8 on target compared to Western Sydney's 7. And 60% possession, but it's what Western Sydney did with the ball. You know, there's effective possession, and Western Sydney were very effective, very clinical. I thought Amalfitano and Neuenhoff and Ninkovic in midfield really bossed Rattray, Bratton and Caceres for Sydney. Joe Lolley and Robbie Mack. Robbie Mack had a great chance early, didn't take it. Joe Lolley's gone off the boil of late. And Lawrence Thomas made some good saves in the goal for Western Sydney Wanderers. So Sydney did have their chances. But overall, Western Sydney Wanderers came and blew Sydney off the park. They were physical. They were sharp. They were hungry. They laid the platform in the first half and went on with it. And there was some wonderful finishing by Leone. Very, very clinical with what he did in front of goal to get round Redmayne. Then young Neuenhoff scored an absolute bomb from outside the box against his former club. He's a real talent, Callum Neuenhoff. I've known him since he was a toddler. He's a Manly boy. Grew up with his father, Jason, and this kid could go to some really good heights in his career.
Now, Mossy, the Mariners travel to Melbourne Victory today, and I think MacArthur host Melbourne City tonight.
Yeah, that's right, Bulldog. The Victory Mariners one is a fascinating game. Victory rooted to the bottom of the table, just haven't got going this season for all manner of different reasons. But it's still a danger game for the Central Coast Mariners, although they're at the different end of the table and playing some good football under Nick Montgomery. It's still a dangerous place to go. It can be intimidating. So, look, I'm actually going to tip Melbourne Victory. I'm going to go against the grain here and just tip an upset. I just think Victory, they've got too strong a squad on paper not to win games here and there. So I think this is one that they might take full advantage of, and I think Melbourne City will go to MacArthur and be too strong for MacArthur and get the points there. Although I think there's an injury cloud over Jamie McLaren, who was left out of the Socceroos squad for next week's games against Ecuador. And yesterday, just going back quickly to Newcastle, that was a pulsating game. I commentated that one for Paramount Plus, and 2-2 it ended.
Good plug.
2-2 it ended, and Perth Glory snatched it very, very late corner from with Brian Williams getting a glancing header. But Newcastle continually get to this stage of the season where they've got things in their own control, in their own hands, and just let things slide through their fingers. So, where Newcastle end this season is going to be interesting. There's only 15 points now to play for. But Arthur Pappas has certainly got some work to get his team consistently winning football games.
Other games there already this weekend: Brisbane Roar 1, West United 0, and Adelaide United thumped Wellington Phoenix 5-1. Mossy, really interested in your thoughts re the A-League's expansion plans.
Yeah, so it was announced during the week that Canberra and Auckland are the first two targets for expansion. And look, I think it's fantastic. The A-League needs to expand. We need more teams. We need more opportunities for players. We need more opportunities for coaches and administrators as well. And it comes hot on the heels of the National Second Division and the announcement that the expressions of interest are in now. So you can start to feel a little bit of movement in the professional Australian football landscape, which is fantastic. Look, I think Canberra have been knocking on the door for a long time now, and it'd be great to see an A-League team in Canberra from the 24-25 season. Good excuse for me and my wife to go down and see our daughter and son-in-law down there.
There you go.
It's a good market down there in Canberra. And I think Auckland, I mean, that gives us a New Zealand derby as well, which is really important. I think the market over there is strong enough to support it. We've had a team in Auckland before in the good old days. So it'll be interesting to see how the New Zealand public get behind that.
Mossy, the great concern in rugby league about expansion is there enough money there? And are there enough in the player pool? Do you think you have the players to make two more teams competitive and viable?
Yeah, I do, Bulldog. And it is, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it, whenever you look at expansion. But I think we saw through COVID that the more players and young players that got the opportunity, that they've really risen to the challenge. And that's the thing. If I always say, if you leave a player in reserve grade, they're always going to look like a reserve grader. So when you get the opportunity to expand, players, there is so many players and so many talent pathways, both here and in New Zealand, that can support those teams. So, look, it's very difficult to hit the ground running with a new franchise and you know, go from zero to hero. But I certainly believe there's a big enough player pool both here and in New Zealand to support two new teams. And I know we want to get to 16 teams within the next five seasons. So, you know, players will rise to the challenge, I've got no doubt. And there's plenty of coaching talent. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Mossy, plenty happening in English football. Leeds had a massive win overnight, 4-2 away at Wolves. That gets them away from relegation zone, at least for the time being. There's also been FA Cup quarterfinals. Manchester City, I don't think any surprise here, thrashed Burnley 6-0.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's cover that one first. No surprise there, Haaland with a hat trick. He's just it's incredible. We're losing superlatives. Yeah, like I think that's now. I think that might be 37 or 38 goals in all competitions in his first season in English football. Don't forget. So usually it takes players time to adapt. So that's incredible. So they're through back to the Premier League. As you said, massive win for Leeds United. Just to lift them up to 14th place, and that puts them now.
They were second last, up 19th. That's how tight they've gone from 19th to 14th with that win. So
that's right. Mm. It's just crazy. I think from it was from 12th spot down to 20th.
Yeah.
There's only 4 points separating. So we're in for a bumper end of the season. But the other two results that caught my eye overnight really was Spurs and Chelsea both being held to draws. Mm. Spurs away to Southampton. And Chelsea at home to Everton, so they're two points you would say lost by Chelsea and Spurs as a challenge for those European spots. Although Chelsea have got a lot of work to do.
I think Spurs are up 3-1-2 in that match away at Southampton.
They were.
So it was a massive point for Southampton too, because they desperately need it. Plenty happening though still in the EPL overnight and also the A League. Where are we going with Mossy's multi?
Yeah, quick three-legger for this one, Ray, and I've already covered off the two A-League legs. Melbourne victory to get over Central Coast Mariners at home this afternoon.
Yep.
Melbourne City to take the points at MacArthur tonight. That game's just been pushed back to 7 o'clock because of the heat. Mm-hmm. And Arsenal to get over Crystal Palace. I think it's paying around about the late $4, maybe early $5.
Terrific. Hey, Mossy, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.